So there's always things about channels. Like, first of all, it's sort of a not too meaningful term. Like, it was one that was sort of invented in at the start of the 20th century, and it was just sort of a catch-all phrase for every type of singing in Irish unaccompanied. But like, there's loads of different styles, and you know, I know songs like that are 70 years old and songs that are 700 years old. So like, as you can imagine, it's like in that period, like, things change an awful lot. The places people played in, how they played, the musical instruments they used, they all changed so much. So, and that's reflective in the body of song and music that is that people term channels.
In a way, it's strange, you know, when you just mentioned there that, you know, songs that are both 70, and we can all see where those might be coming from, and then 700 years. In a way, when there is literally that history of oral tradition, whether it's through Scéalaíoch or the Éireannaíoch, it's strange how the majority of Irish people don't have a real connection with what you use the umbrella term channel singing. Because if you say something like that, then you have a whole load of people who will just do the traditional nya response to it. And that sort of is their understanding. How come we don't have, you know, as a nation, an understanding of this particular tradition?
Well, it's a hard thing to get immersed in. I think what you were nearly touching on there was some people have an image of some sort of an ancient person sitting in the corner and sort of mumbling away to themselves.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Like, they'd walk into that room and quietly shut the door and walk back out again, you know. But like, it's a dated view of traditional music in a way. And just because we've seen, you know, maybe a generation ago, like the way people sang music there and then, sang songs there and then, it doesn't mean that's the way they learned it either. It doesn't mean that's the way it was sung 100 years ago or 500 years ago. And I think myself that your own interpretation, and even though that includes, you know, sort of the influences of your life, come true in how you partake in a tradition. The way I do it myself is that I wanted to sort of present that in a way that didn't really take the deep concentration that people that really appreciate channels that can get immersed in, you know. And that's the sort of, you know, it's the type of thing that grows on people, that unaccompanied singing and all the different types of techniques and sort of tones in it, you know. I think the question you were asking was why do people not appreciate it? I think it's one of those things that the way it's presented, the way it has evolved into a solo singing thing, is that it takes a bit of work to get appreciation of it, you know. And I think for most people, they like their music to be just sort of presented them in easy packages.
So in this particular concert that you're going to present then in Cove, obviously there's going to be yourself and also Joey Doyle and Barry Lyons, two instrumentalists with you. What can people expect then? I mean, you'll obviously have people who have a long history and understanding and appreciation of channel singing.
Yeah.
But for people who would kind of come into it a little bit raw and who maybe would not have that sort of history or experience of deep concentration to listen to 15 verses, we'll say, how will they connect with it? How do you present it then?
Well, first and foremost, they can get they'll get an insight into the song. That's, you know, that's probably, I think, one of the big innovations, I think, in what I do, because for most people, you know, it's a mystery, you know, it's a language that they don't have a great grasp of in Irish. And then nobody seems to want to tell anybody what the story is behind the song. Which, you know, that's a big error, if you ask me. And, like, after concerts, a lot of people just say that they, you know, one of the things that they like best was the introductions and the stories behind the songs. Because, like, these are, you know, captures of how people felt all throughout history, you know, things that were very, very important to them. And also, like, the feeling within, you know, maybe within a certain area, like some very, very strongly held feeling at the time, how people thought then. And that's sort of captured within that story, you know. So that, you know, there's a very interesting tale behind the song. Also, I think that from my point of view, for me to sing a song like that, it doesn't make any sense unless I really can sort of get into the minds of the people, you know, the people that sang it in the first place. Then you can put a bit of passion into it, you know. The other thing people can expect anyway from the show is the instrumental accompaniment is quite good. It's something that we worked on a lot to get an accompaniment that it wasn't just a couple of chords or something.
Yeah.
It was actually like really good slow air playing, and that was complementary to vocal techniques in the song. That was really easy on the ear, you know. Something that you could just sort of sit back and sort of get immersed in that music, you know, let the dust float away, and it's like, it really is just a sort of an innovation, and I think to use a sort of commercial term, a well packaged version of Shannon's music.
Well, in a way, it's no harm to use terms like well packaged, because that's the way, I suppose, modern culture, if you like, has gone, and a lot of the reasons people come along to concerts or theatre productions or try something new, whether it is Irish culture or otherwise, is because it is well packaged, and I suppose that's just a mark of the way things are, that you do have to present and put things together for people in order to give them access to it. And listen, Lorcan, the best of luck next Saturday. It's on in the Sirius Arts Centre in Cove. So I'll give the booking details and that sort of stuff after this, but we're just going to play a small track. Do you want to kind of maybe introduce this just for people?
It's called The Rogue and the Dove. I suppose it's an exception in people's image of Shannon's music, because, you know, basically Shannon's music is a performance type of cultural, like a sort of local folk music. And there are slow songs and there are fast songs. Like, everybody knows about the slow songs, but there are fast songs and there are songs that are supposed to get people dancing and stuff like that. So this one, when Rogue and the Dove, is a sort of a nonsense song, and the main thing in it is the rhythm and the beat. And in it, they've included a hefty instrumental piece. There'll be a couple of the tunes like that at a concert as well. So here's one to give you a taste.
Excellent. Listen, Lorcan, thanks a million.
Thank you very much for having me as well.
Thomas Dawkins, my brother, get Robert Razoon. It's not the team, Paul, the blame is not you. I don't know.